Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
Hi.
Anyway, I'm back. I told Maureen that I don't have a whole lot to say this week. I have, in fact, not been to the movies in the past little while. I think the last movie, in fact, I know the last movie that I saw at the Maison in the cinema was The War with Grandpa, which is still there in English, by the way. And it's worth seeing if you like, you know, kind of slapstick comedy. Robert De Niro is always good. Christopher Walken, Cheech Baron, Jane Seymour. These are the oldies but goodies who are part of Grandpa's crowd. And then there's a really cute little boy who plays the young man who's removed from his bedroom in order to make place for Grandpa to move in. And he's good too. I think he looks to be about 12 or so. And then there's a little girl who plays this kid's sister, and she's adorable. She's actually almost worth the price of admission to go and see the movie. She's just so cute. So that would be, I would say, yeah, sure. If you are absolutely looking for something, you know, really kind of escapist and fun, and you have a fairly high tolerance for silliness, then this would be the right movie to go and see. And as I say, it's still playing in English. But given the pace of the changes that occur, movies that have been in English are suddenly either gone or no longer in English, but only in French. So if it's of interest, then I would suggest going on the Maison de Cinema website and checking out the schedule and seeing what time suits you to go and see The War with Grandpa. Don't wait too long, because it'll be gone. An interesting discovery I made. There's a movie that's been playing at the Maison de Cinema for quite a long time, weeks. And it's called Femme, F-E-M-M-E, and then in brackets, S. So it's somewhere between woman and women. And it has been listed on their opening, on the schedule page, it's been listed as simply French. And then I discovered, just by chance, yesterday, that in fact it is in English with French subtitles. And I watched the trailer, and indeed not all of it is in English. It's in various languages, but a lot of it is in English, and certainly the subtitles are in French. And it seems to, again, just from what I could gather from the little trailer, it has it looks at women around the world across time. So I suddenly discovered, well, this looks like one that I actually might want to go and see, and it's mostly in English. So that's called Femme, with maybe an S or maybe not, woman or women. And the other two other movies are still there in English. Tenet, which is just astonishing to me that it's still there in English. So I don't know if they just can't get rid of it, or if they are still getting audiences to show up to see this. It's definitely worth seeing if you haven't already seen it. Big screen movie, so it's one that really, if you're going to go see a movie in a movie theater, it's the kind of movie that I would recommend seeing in a darkened theater on the big screen. And the other one that's still there in English for this, at least the second week, is called The Honest Thief. And this is a Liam Neeson vehicle. Liam Neeson, who does revenge films mostly these days, unless he's doing like good quality movies. So I know I have little or no interest in seeing this, but I certainly can't say that no one should see it, because I think he does have quite a following for his movies of this kind. There was one called Taken, which goes back a few years, and there was at least one sequel to that, and a few others that simply looked like that movie. So this is what Liam Neeson is doing these days, and he's generally an excellent actor, so the movie is not getting anything close to rave reviews, but most of the critics feel that, you know, it's good for what it is, and what it is a revenge movie. So that's what's happening locally in English. Dave's Last Dive has finally gone. Who knows why it was there for so long? But that was a documentary in English, and now it's not there anymore. So looking at what's happening in the future, in the near future, okay. Again, on their website really is quite good. Sometimes either through negligence or they simply don't know the way things, sometimes things just happen unexpectedly. So, for example, in the coming attractions, there are two movies on there which begin October 23rd, which I think is Friday, and it's the first time I've seen them on the site. So it means that, they probably just were told, okay, here's a couple of movies that you can put on your screens, and they're both children's movies. They're both actually excellent children's movies, and they're both in French. But prior to when I looked at the site today, I hadn't seen those. So it means that somewhere in the past week they decided, yeah, we'll start showing these, and of course we'll have to advertise them. So two kids' movies. One is called Coco. It's a Disney Pixar film, and it's really wonderful. And another one is the Hotel Transylvania. It looks like the original one, which is quite fun. If you've seen any of those Hotel Transylvania movies and you like them, then this is the original. This is the one that set the standard. Another movie which is coming on October 23rd. It's a horror film called The Empty Man, and this one is in English. I believe it's pretty new. Nobody seems to know a whole lot about it, but it's definitely a horror film. And it's going to be, of course, not quite in time. Well, it'll be just before Halloween, so it might be a good time to go and see this kind of a movie is in the Halloween week. So it's called The Empty Man. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be only playing in English, which is interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. that's it for now. October 30th, which actually is Halloween, there are a few movies opening, one of which I can't seem to find a whole lot of information about, called Champions, and it's a documentary about, it looks like a documentary about women athletes, but I can't tell you a whole lot, but I do have a week to kind of look it up. And then on that's October 30th, yeah. And then there's another movie opening the same day in French and English called Come Out and Play, and this is absolutely a horror movie. So again, Halloween, horror movie, you know, this is it just kind of makes sense. After that, there really is then it's weeks. It's at least 2 weeks or more before they have any more English language films, which is so unfortunate, but you know, that's the way things are. And the biggies, Top Gun, for example, which is, I guess, a sequel to the Tom Cruise movie from some years back, that's only coming on December 23rd. And another biggie is the Wonder Woman. It's called WW84. It's another Wonder Woman film. That, too, is coming December 25th. So it's kind of like, you know what? And then not until February that there's another kind of a blockbuster English movie called The King's Man. Unless... And this has been happening more and more. The folks who look after the Maison de Cinema, I think sometimes they're just told, you know, with very little notice, okay, now you're going to have this movie. So there's not a whole lot of mention made on the website, if any, about some of these movies which suddenly appear. So, you know, they do the best they can, and I do the best I can in trying to let let you folks at home know what's happening there, but it's not always hugely accurate. So the immediate future brings not much in English other than, as I mentioned, this horror movie called The Empty Man. The two children's films, A Couple and Hotel Transylvania, are both in French, for what it's worth. Chances are your children would be happy to see something in French. So that's about it. People, I do put in a little bit of a plug for how safe the Maison de Cinéma is. They are very, very careful about social distancing and hand washing and just in general. I feel very safe when I go to see a movie there. And you know, frankly, I'm in a vulnerable group, so I wouldn't go somewhere if I really didn't feel completely safe. And this is great. It's just, you know, there's lots of space. They are very careful about people washing their hands. So it's something that I would recommend as at least giving some thought to going to the movies. It's still a fun thing to do, and because of the times, there's virtually never a crowd. In fact, I would say never a crowd, period. Most of the time that I've been to the movies, it's been just myself, my husband, another couple, and maybe someone else that we don't know in the theater. So you'd have to go out of your way to pick up the virus. I won't go into great detail here, but it was suggested that I might like to talk a little bit about things that are playing on the streaming services, notably Netflix, another one that has the Disney Channel, Amazon, I guess Amazon Prime, and Apple TV. I virtually never watch, but there's a number of these streaming services, all of which cost money. And they have wonderful programming. Netflix has super duper series. Some of them are series that have been on TV and either are still running, or one, for example, Schitt's Creek, just ended. So they have all of Schitt's Creek is now available on Netflix. Family Guy, all available on Netflix, and a whole bunch of very good series. Ozark had two seasons. There is a third season apparently coming soon. That was an amazing series. The Cobra Kai is another one. Outlander, you can find that. So in a nutshell, there are many, many good programs for all ages and all tastes on the streaming media services. And they're not hard to get. You just have to be prepared to, pay a monthly fee. Crave, which includes HBO and a number of movie networks and a couple of movie networks that show mostly old movies. They have had four series, which my husband and I have become quite addicted to, that are set in the, of all things, the 15th and early 16th centuries in Britain. And it's the White Queen and the White Princess and the Spanish Princess, and there's two parts to the Spanish Princess. And it all concerns the period of time during the War of the Roses in England. So it's really historically enlightening, not necessarily always 100% accurate, but they're pretty close. And of course, another one that people may have seen in the past, there's been several seasons of a series called The Crown, and I believe there's another one coming out fairly soon. So if you like your TV viewing to be pretty good quality and to be a bit addictive, the series are a good way to go. once you've seen the first episodes, next thing you know, you're hooked and you have to see them all.
Yeah,
and when they're new, they're not all available at the same time. So if you, the Spanish princess, which we're watching now, which concerns Catherine of Aragon, who was married to Henry VIII's first wife, there's two seasons of that. But now that the second season is just beginning, you have to sort of, they roll them out on a weekly basis. So you can't binge watch the whole thing right off the bat until they've all been aired at least once. But good TV. It just costs a little bit more, well, sometimes more than a little bit more, but you have to decide which, if any, streaming services you're prepared to pay for. Netflix is probably the most popular one, and it also has an option where you can share your Netflix account with other people, and it's totally legit. So if you say, well, whatever it is, $16 or $20 a month is too much, but then you discover that other, you know, friends of yours would also like to do that, so you guys can split the cost of a Netflix series, a Netflix hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's film wise and video wise, there's quite a bit going on, just not too much in the local theater, and even that one it's still worth having a look on a pretty regular basis as to what's playing at the Maison de Cinema. For me, there's not a whole lot playing, at least for a while. But for other people, it could be just their cup of tea. So that's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
Okay. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.